Get ready to rock. The Rising Stars with David Randall.
And hello and welcome to the sixth in our series of podcasts from GetReadyToRock.com. My name's David Randall, and in these 30-minute showcases, we feature new, upcoming, and independent artists or bands. We play their music, we hear about their music, and we play some unreleased and rare tracks as well. And coming up in the next 30 minutes, we're featuring the music of Mermaid Kiss. The band are based in deepest Herefordshire in the UK, and they've gathered a growing following with a couple of albums under their belts. And we're going to hear a track now from the album released in summer of 2007. The album's called Italis. We'll hear more about it later. This is a track called A Different Sky.
Thank you.
Get Ready to Rock, The Rising Stars plays the music of Mermaid Kiss. And that's a track off their album released in the summer of 2007. The album's called Italis. We'll have another track from that album a little bit later on. That's called A Different Sky. Now, the core of the band are Andrew Garman on keyboards, drums and percussion, Jamie Field guitars and backing vocals, and Evelyn Downing on vocals and flute. And we asked Evelyn how the band got together back in 2003.
Jamie and I met about 6 years ago, while I was still at school. And he saw me performing in one of the school productions, and we kind of met up afterwards and we started playing some music together. The very first thing he ever wrote for me was a flute melody, because I'm a flautist first, that's my first instrument, called The Hare, which is the flute melody that you can hear on Dark Cover on Italis, which is rather lovely. So we met up through that and we were doing some music together, and we then got involved with a short film project called The Vaughan, run by the Rural Media Company in Herefordshire. And through that, we met up with Andy, who had this wonderful recording set up in his goat shed. He doesn't actually keep goats in it anymore, but it was originally a goat shed. It's just a little hut in his garden, which he converted into an office and recording studios. And we recorded the music for the film together and just enjoyed playing and working together, and so continued, really. It all sort of spiraled from there.
Okay, a track now from the band's debut album, simply called the Mermaid Kiss album. This is Breathing Underwater. That appeared on that debut album back in 2003, to a track that failed to make the album. It's a song called 42. And Jamie tells us that Evelyn spent many hours trying to perfect the vocals on this, but in the end they decided not to include this particular piece.
Alone in the day, alone in the night, alone in a crowded room without you.
To continue the story, that particular piece was dropped just a couple of days before the CD was due to go to the pressing plant, and the band substituted the track Whisper, which turned out to be one of the standout tracks on the first album from Mermaid Kiss. And you can also find that track on the Rising Stars promotional CD. More about that in the feature section of our website at getreadytorock.com.
Get ready to rock The Rising Stars with David Randall.
And back in early 2003, Jamie and Evelyn recorded this next track, improvising with wine glasses filled with water, running their fingers round the edges, tuning them up to get those rather strange notes that feature in this piece of music called Love is Blindness. It's the U2 track, and it's an exclusive from The Rising Stars.
Love is blindness, don't want to see. Want to wrap the night around me. Take my heart. Love is blindness. Thank you. slipping, not in slipping, love is blindness. Love is clockwork and cold steel fingers. Too numb to feel, squeeze the handle, blow out the candle.
That's not previously been available by the band. It's Love is Blindness, demonstrating resourcefulness and also the exquisite harmonies of Evelyn Downing. Here's Evelyn on her vocal style and her influences.
I have always tried to be myself when I sing. I've never been inspired to sing like anybody else. And I guess in that sense, I'm most inspired by artists like Tori Amos, Heather Nova, people who just are themselves on stage and really don't care if, you know, they're going against conventions of singing and songwriting, and they're happy to experiment with their vocal styles and that sort of thing. I've always tried to be myself when I sing, I guess. I'm a big fan of the sort of lo-fi groups such as Sparkle Horse and Tenfold Lodestar, and those sorts of people who have a really kind of interesting take on what music can be, and it's so simple, yet so effective. And I think that I find that very inspiring, that music can be just so simple. You don't need to have a full orchestra and, you know, 86 chord progressions to make a good song. It can be just very, very simple one chord music, and a lot of the songs on the Mermaid Kiss album are actually centered around a single motif, a single chord, just experimenting with what you can pull out of very, very simple structures.
The band's most ambitious project to date came out in 2007, Italis.
Jamie and I have been writing a story called Italis for probably as long as we've known each other, because we, as soon as we sort of met, we knew both like creative writing, and again it was the challenges thing. I'd write a bit and leave it on a cliffhanger and he'd have to sort it out, kind of thing. So we've been writing that for about 5 years, and it's kind of developed quite nicely into this story where two girls called Anna and Jerry go on holiday in Snowdonia and stumble through a mine shaft into a parallel world called Italis, where the rules of science and reason are somewhat different, and they fall in with these people who are trying to rid their country of invaders and marauders and things. It sort of follows their adventures. And it, because we've been sort of immersed in that world as we've been writing it, it was inspiring a lot of songs. Sound Chaser is a Tardis song, for example, on the Mermaid Kiss album, and Hollow is on Salt on Skin as well. And we soon realised that it would be really nice to chart the whole story. I mean, the album itself, we're not trying to tell the whole story. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't be possible. It just wouldn't be sensible. And so it's more of a set of illustrations of certain points of the story, which we feel works really well and creates a really nice arc for the album.
Well, perhaps a difficult band to pigeonhole, combining elements of jazz, prog, Celtic, pop colours, strong rhythms, all present and correct on that track from Italis, released in 2007, and you may have detected the Ilian Pipes of Troy Donockley on that one, together with Jonathan Edwards on keyboards. Jonathan plays with the band Panic Room. That was the track called A Sea Change. You can find out more about Mermaid Kiss by following the links from our dedicated page at getreadytorock.com/risingstars. This gives you access to the other podcasts in the series, and there's links to reviews of Mermaid Kiss, the full interview with Evelyn Downing, and a link to the band's website. The band are playing gigs in the coming months. On the 24th of May, they're supporting Breathing Space at the Intake Club in Mansfield, Nottinghamshire. In September, they're supporting Breathing Space at the Robin 2, Bilston, West Midlands. That's on the 7th of September. Moving forward to October, on the 15th of October, they're supporting The Reasoning at the 12 Bar, Swindon. And on the 16th of October, they're supporting The Reasoning at the Limelight Club in Crewe. And I do hope you've enjoyed the last 30 minutes from the Rising Stars. Join us again next time. From all of us at Get Ready to Rock, until the next time, enjoy your music. Bye-bye for now.